gentlemen.
Time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
There's some mishit balls. There's some balls smoked, too. And I think where he got hit on the hip, it as the inning wore on, it affected him. Which to no fault of his own, because, man, when he started out, I was like, oh, boy, this is going to be pretty good here. And I think the longer he was out there, the worse it got.
Yeah, that's Brian Snitker after the game last night talking about one of the stories of the game, probably the biggest story of the game, being that Max Fried gets hit with just an absolute rope of a comebacker, second batter of the game. It wasn't his hip that it hit. It was right off his ass. That's what Max confirmed after the game. And then the second inning started tightening up, I guess.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so the season ends.
Unbelievable.
With the best pitcher of the year who hadn't been hurt all year not being able to go because he gets back spasms. The only guy that hadn't been hurt all year gets hurt, so he can't go in game one. And then your big game pitcher, Max Fried, in the first inning.
Unbelievable.
Gets hit with a comebacker, and he gets hurt too, and it unravels from there. He gives up 5 runs in that inning, and that was that. The Braves don't win when they give up. Now, credit to them for fighting back. Michael Harris didn't want to go home.
No, he did not.
Dude,
Mike wanted to stay in Cali.
Dude. Finish to the year. And you said this repeatedly. We talk about this with him. Just give me 6 months of a healthy Michael Harris. That dude's going to hit 35 home runs. He's going to play Gold Glove center field. He's one of the best players in baseball when he's healthy. And you saw it. Unfortunately, it was only a glimmer of it at the end of the year when he finally got healthy. So that's a little bit of an exciting thing to take into the offseason. But
God,
that's
dog it, Andy. That's I'm
it.
Sitting there.
It's over.
And Andy, I'm watching the game, excited, confident, everything. And I see Max get hit in the ass with that baseball, and all I said was, damn. Only us, only the 2024 Braves.
Yeah.
This happened to.
Yep.
He was never the same. He was never the same after that. They got after him. They got him out of there, and it was just it was just one of the demoralized things. Like, damn,
110 miles an hour off the bat,
right off the ass.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That'll
tighten it up. That'll tighten the butt up. Yeah, it will. It'll tighten it up. But and that's all I thought about at that time. Damn, 2024 Braves.
Yep.
That's it.
No, I mean that's.
That's it.
Unfortunately, it would have been awesome if they could have somehow broken from the regular season reality of what the season had been. The postseason was different, but it wasn't. And again, Chris Sale couldn't pitch in the series because he had back spasms. He'd been fine all year.
Yeah.
Guy who had been injury-plagued for the last 8 years.
Great.
Healthy all year. He's going to win the Cy Young in the National League. He's a Cy Young Triple Crown winner at pitcher. Back spasms. Final week. Can't go.
2024, bro.
Max Fried's get... Yeah, no, I... And that's why, like, obviously I'm sad the season's over. It sucks the season's over. It would have been awesome if they would have gone on a run.
But
it feels way different than last year and the year before. Like, I'm not surprised the season's over.
No.
Last year they were really good, and they just got smacked in the mouth by a Phillies team who was red hot at the right time. You know what I mean? Like, it was incredibly frustrating and disappointing. I'm sad the season's over, but I'm not surprised
because
the season's
over. Because it's been a frustrating year, Andy. Yeah. It's been filled with injuries and bad offense.
Yep.
And... That's basically what it's been. It's been bad offense and injuries that didn't work this team this year.
Right.
And so now you go back to the drawing board. The core, I put this core here that's locked up for the long haul against anybody.
Yeah.
The core of this team. They got to ask for stuff.
Yeah, there's some tweaks.
There's some tweaks they got
to
do.
There's some tweaks that need to be made.
I love Orlando Arcia. I loved him. But he got to go back to what he was. It's always been a utility guy.
Yeah.
All right? They got to go find out.
Because he's not going anywhere. He's cheap.
Yeah.
Unless you could trade him. But, yeah, he's a good, solid,
you gotta go out and find it. You
affordable option.
Listening, and I saw it this morning, listening to Max talk. Yeah, he was upset about the game or whatever. It sounded to me like he knows this last time in the Braves uniform.
And it is.
Yeah, and so you got to do it. Right? You got to find a way to replace him and things like that. And obviously, we don't know when Spencer's going to be ready. Don't know when Ronald's going to be ready. So, I mean, that's going to be a question going into next year. But, yeah, this year it was just a frustrating and I mean, they still got to the playoffs, but
pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, can I say this season's been more ups than downs? I think it's been more downs.
No,
because
this season,
the downs have been crushing.
The season sucked.
It's been crushing.
It was not fun at all.
It's been crushing.
Yeah,
and we had to deal with this, and we had to deal with that because these are the guys that got hurt. And
right,
like
we
that.
Didn't get hurt.
We didn't get hurt, but damn it, we saw this, and it's been all season. It's not like this happened in like last month. It's been all summer.
Sean Murphy
got hurt
in his first at bat.
Can they move him?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I think he's good. Okay. He was good. He was good last year for the first half of the year, and then he kind of got hurt and then hasn't really been the same since then. Okay. He was good in Oakland. I don't know. I think he's back.
He's coming back.
I think him and Darno are the battery at catcher, and that's okay. And he just has to play better.
That's it.
He is really good. He just wasn't.
I know his pop time is like top five.
Yeah, right. He just has to hit. He batted like below 200 for the year. They missed a lot of time. But, yeah, I mean, it's Strider made two starts, yep. And then he got his elbow surgery. Look, there was six opening day position players missed over 2 months.
Yep.
Exactly. Most teams don't make the playoffs.
They battled, and I will give them all the credit in the world for being able to just continuously try to overcome these things. But then you got to a point where you just couldn't overcome it. And last night was what this season was. This guy, your big money pitcher, gets hit in the ass with a baseball.
Yep.
And can't play. I mean, and it affected him.
Mm-hmm.
It got him. And you know, you couldn't. You almost did what you couldn't do previously, come from a deficit. They tried to. And having Travis Darno up there, you would think, because I mean, Travis has come through before in these type of moments, and him pop up a lazy-ass fly ball, you're like, okay.
That's it.
Wasn't meant to be.
They only had two runners in scoring position last night. They scored their runs on home runs because they actually
– We said it yesterday.
They actually did. They started the game doing something that – and that's when I was the most optimistic. I was like, they manufactured a run. Michael Harris hit a double – and then they moved him over with a sacrifice grounder, and then they scored him with a sacrifice fly. I was like, who am I watching? Yeah. What is this baseball team?
We're up 1-0, baby.
Those are even like – it's crazy to say. There was some decent at-bats at times during that game. Guys didn't just flail and strike out and look embarrassing up there. Now, some guys did. There were some embarrassing strikeouts last night, too. But their starting pitcher got hurt. Joe Musgrove had to come out of the game in the fourth inning because he got hurt, too. So – yeah, it's one of those nights where it felt like you could have taken advantage of the situation had Max Fried not gotten hit in the ass
with
a line drive.
Damn, Max.
And that's that.
Yep. Season over.
Career over as a Brave?
Who?
Max?
I think so.
Most likely?
I think so.
Yeah. We'll always have 21.
Yeah, I mean,
We'll always have game six.
And I think the thing with Max is if Max comes, he's gonna take less to stay here.
Yeah.
I think we can all be overestimating his market value and everything like that. I don't know. I just think that he's a very good pitcher, he's a big lefty, all those different things. I just think that, you know, he would be on a high priority for a lot of teams.
Yeah. I mean, Max Fried's an ace, man.
Yeah.
Like that, I don't know what he's gonna get, but it's gonna be a lot. And the Braves haven't given a lot. Like they've given a lot.
They just haven't given.
No, that's not fair. They have a very high payroll, but they're very creative. And when they do it, they spread it out over long periods of time. I don't know that you're going to sign Max Fried to a 10-year contract or whatever it is, like Austin Riley and some of these other guys that you were able to spread their money out. I still don't know what their highest annual. What's their highest annual salary?
I think
it's not much higher than 22 or 23. Max is going to get more than that.
Yeah.
Like, Max is probably going to get about 25 per year, I would think.
Okay.
I would think.
I don't know where Austin is at.
21-ish.
21, okay.
Because it was like 212 over 10 years.
Okay. And so. Then, because he was the highest, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean.
I hope they can find a way, but, I mean, you know. Freddie left, Dansby left. Most likely Max Fried's leaving. And they've still made the playoffs without him, and they've been pretty good anyway. But, yeah, that's a... It's a story for another day, probably. The baseball playoffs continue on without the Atlanta Braves. All right, let's hear from Kirk Cousins talking about one of Randy's keys to the game. Score some touchdowns.
Yeah, it's not one thing. I know the penalties are tough. You know, we score a touchdown, and then you get called back. You know, times where we're moving the football, and then we have a penalty, and then we end up the drive stalls. So if we can stay ahead of the chain, stay in manageable down and distances, you know, where you have a realistic, really good shot at converting or staying on the field, I think that, you know, success begets success because now you're getting more opportunities, you're getting more chances, and everything kind of lifts from there. So when we start, you know, converting third downs and scoring touchdowns in the red zone and avoiding penalties and avoiding negative plays, it kind of leads to – then being in position to have more success.
And that's kind of what Chris Lisman said with us yesterday. Yep. Like, the penalties are a technique thing. Hands to the face, holding, you know, all those type of things like that. They should and can be corrected with just a lowering your hands, Bergeron. Or, I guess, Jake, don't, even though the play is past you, that defender had no way of making that play, just don't do it. Or something like that.
Or the Newsel shifting the ball.
Yeah, those type of things like that. I mean, those things are easily correctable, and you hope they do get corrected because they are taking away plays.
Yeah.
They're taking away that one play, took away a touchdown.
Yep.
And so, you mean, you want to try and you always want to play a clean game, but you know it's always something that comes up on. You know that. But they want to try to figure out a way to stop shooting themselves in the foot and stop putting themselves in negative positions by something that they did.
Yeah. There's always going to be penalties in games.
Yes.
I'm always – there's different kinds of penalties, though. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff is such undisciplined kind of ticky-tack drive-stalling stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, if you get penalized for, like a late hit or – unsportsmanlike or something, I'm all right with that. You're playing hard. You smashed a guy into the ground. Now, that might, you know, lose some yards.
It varies.
But, like, if you get penalized for playing too hard or whatever, like an in-play sort of thing,
yes.
All right, pre-snap stuff drives me nuts. Like, you just can't.
Like that, what was that? Well, who got the penalty last week for the Falcons when he, like, almost – he tapped the lineman, he fell over? Remember that penalty? Was like,
yeah.
Oh, that's very soft. Like,
come on.
I mean, that's very soft.
So many of the penalties are soft right now.
That's very soft.
Guys flop.
Yes.
And it's a real issue.
And sometimes if a lineman is off balance, you touch him, they'll fall over.
They'll just flop.
They'll just fall over. It's just what it is.
Yeah, we can't just be making fun of basketball players anymore.
Yeah.
It's spread everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody does it. Even big-ass 300-pound, tough-as-nails offensive linemen in the NFL.
Yes,
we're going to flop now. All right. Anyway, he's right. It all leads to other successes. And I don't know where it starts, though. You know what I mean? Like, I understand you want to have the ball more, but in order to have the ball more, you've got to be more efficient on first down. In order to be more efficient on first down, you've got to block better and be more creative in your play calling. I guess maybe it starts there. It starts in the trenches and with play calling.
Yep.
I mean, that's really where you get into rhythm.
Yeah. No. You got to figure out a way to be a balanced offense. We know that. And the thing about it is, what makes the offense so much better, makes a lot of it balanced, especially when you have a quarterback like they have here, you got to be able to get positive runs. You got to have a lot of positive runs. And, you know, I would be surprised.
Does that mean handing it to Tyler Allgeier on first down in the first quarter?
Yes. I'd be interested to see where he is as far as how many touches you get, considering that Bijan's a little banged up, got the hammy, said he's fine, got the shoulder, but he said he's fine. I have no reason but not to believe him, but I think that how, you know, they want to dictate the punishing run game, you got to see if you can get Allgeier's more carries early.
Yeah, no, he's making it.